follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, everyone, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
Good.
And that.
I'm glad you're Ariel. I'm Shia.
That's the guy, my handsome man. Mr. Shia.
Well, thank you. Thank
Today's
you.
Show is a little TLC goes a long way. TLC as in tender
love and care?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Being kind to yourself.
Oh, boy.
We need to talk about that because everybody I know seems to pick on themselves in that board.
Yeah.
You don't do that, do you? Listeners, I mean.
Just want to warn you.
If you do. You're normal.
Yes, if you do, you're normal. So we're warning you that. Shia and I finish each other's sentences.
We're warning you of that, too.
Yes, just in case you're new to our show.
Because we will finish each other's
sentences. And whether you're new to our show or not, I just want to let you know it is okay to have a good time. This does not have to be a serious discussion.
You know, our website is Transformation Made Easy, and transformation is easy when you discover how to get to the current moment of your life. And that's what we discovered about 25 years ago, was that when we got into the current moment of our lives transformed, and people who knew us when we were working on ourselves and trying to get better and trying to fix ourselves and fix our childhood and all our past, they said, what are you doing now? Because whatever you're doing, it's really working. We said we're not doing anything now.
We're simply being here.
That's right. We're simply being here. That's hence the name of our show. It's all about being, and being is simple when you discover how to.
And in this format, of course, the easiest way to support yourself in being here is by truly listening.
And when Ariel says truly listening, she doesn't mean listening to see if you already know what we're saying.
You know, on Monday night it was really neat. We had... we have Monday Night Alive, our ongoing seminar series in New York City, and which we do whenever we're in the New York area. And we had a fellow who found out about us on Facebook, and he came and brought a couple of his friends. And he was really surprised that one of the first things we said was, don't take notes, because we'd had an email exchange afterwards. But by the end of the evening, he really got it, that essentially what we're talking about is getting into the moment and being here rather than picking and choosing through your listening the things that you think are important and disregarding the rest.
Well, the other thing, as far as listening is concerned, we've been trained to listen to see whether we agree with or disagree with what's being said, and to see if it's true for us, and to see whether or not we already know it, or if the person who's speaking is using the right words. And we are very selective in what we allow to come into us. So we run it through this series of baffles. What we're suggesting is that if you actually listen when another person speaks, hearing what they're saying from their point of view is not threatening to you or your point of view. You can have your own point of view. But if you allow yourself to listen to another's point of view, from their point of view, you will hear what they're saying, and that will pull you into the moment. That's all it takes to have your life transformed, because once you get to the current moment of your life, your life will transform. You see, we are so used to being in the future or the past in our thoughts that we're very rarely, if ever, being in the current moment of our lives. So today's show is an opportunity to train yourself to getting here, and listening will pull you into the moment.
Now, mind you, if anything is said that you disagree with or don't want to hear, you'll get stuck there. And that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. I have an example of it in a minute. But the first principle is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. And I'm going to go through the three principles very briefly. We're going to come back around and talk about the second principle quite a bit in the show today. But briefly, the first principle is, of course, anything you resist persists. It grows stronger. It dominates your life. The second principle is you can only be exactly as you are at any given moment. So if we were able to be doing this via video Skype, where we took a shunk picture of you wherever you were on this planet while you were listening to this show, the moment that the shutter opened and closed and captured your image, you could only be exactly as you are sitting where you are or standing where you are or
could
driving
be,
where you are.
Could be sexy, too.
Could be. That, you never know.
Dressed or undressed the way you
That's
are.
That's right. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. And third principle is the principle of grace. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is
will allow you to be.
So anything you allow without judging or see completes itself. Now, I'll give you an example of getting stuck by listening, and it really comes around to the TLC goes a long way. We had a gal come on Monday, and she was talking about her mother-in-law, who is currently grieving for the
loss
death,
of her husband.
The loss of her husband. They've been married for
45 years.
Yeah, something like that, around 40 years. And no, I just don't remember. 45 years?
Interesting.
Yeah. It must have been around 45 years. You're accurate.
Yeah. Well, that's what I remember her saying.
Good for you. That's good.
Yeah.
And no, we're not fighting, but thank you for asking.
Well, we could have been.
We could have been. Could have gone right in there to, like, a big...
I'm right, you're wrong.
Brouhaha. The mother-in-law...
She was wishing that her mother-in-law would get over being upset at the loss of her husband already.
Like just stop talking about it. And her mother-in-law was saying things like, it's not fair, and I want him back. And this gal, we'll call her...
Lucy.
Lucy was saying, you know, I wish she'd just get over it already. Now, she didn't want to hear that her mother-in-law... thought it was unfair.
I missed her husband's being there.
And I can really see how if you don't want to feel something, if you don't want to feel loss, if you don't want to feel potential loss of your mate, it's easy to get irritated with somebody else rather than to simply hear what another person has to say. So that's where we're starting from.
That's where we're starting.
Now, Shai said... as we were putting this show together today, that he really wanted to talk about the second principle with you all.
Yes. The second principle is really amazing, because if you get it, it will free you up from guilt and shame and blame and resentment and regrets and remorse. All that stuff can fall away very simply if you actually get deeply within you, not only understand, but really get the second principle. Second principle says, no two things can occupy the same moment at the same time. So you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. Your posture could only be what it is. Your thoughts can only be what they are. Your marital status or not can only be what it is. Your bank account can only have what it has, and you can only be in the circumstances of your life that you're in right now, in this moment. So that's the second principle. But what that means is, well, I have to go further. You cannot be different than you are in the current moment of your life. So when I snap my fingers, those are current moments, and between those, there are current moments that I couldn't snap fast enough to snap for you. So in the current moment of your life, you can be only as you are, where you are, even if you have flights of fancy that you could be in Tahiti or some other lovely place. The fact is, unless you're in Tahiti right now listening to this show, you're not going to be in Tahiti right now. When I snap my fingers, you'll be where you are. So you cannot change the current moment of your life, because it keeps changing on its own. And if you look in the dictionary for the word perfection, it says complete, whole, unchangeable, immutable, lacking no component part. And that is a perfect description of each moment of your life. Now, you may not agree with how your life is showing up, but that doesn't change the fact that your life is showing up perfectly in each moment. And I'm suggesting that you can't be different than you are in the current moment. And if you see that, then the next logical thing is that you could never have been different than you were in any moment of your life. So all the regrets and complaints and worries about how you should have, could have, would have done it better in hindsight, that they're irrelevant, because the fact is you could have only done your life exactly as you have, and you can only do your life exactly as you're doing it. Now, that you have a program in there, like a program, like a computer program in you that complains to yourself about how you're doing your life, that says you're not far enough by now at this point in your life. You should have attained more. You should have accomplished more. You should be in a place different than you are. That's just a program. It is not the truth. The truth is you could have only done exactly what you did, and you couldn't have done any differently than you did. So, in fact, you did your life perfectly up until this moment.
Now, occasionally it's not going to show up that way in your thoughts. You'll get in a thought loop where you either think something was unfair, or that another person was wrong, or that you were wrong. These are all judgments. That's typical, because our minds have been structured to look for change and to judge and decide and see which is better and which is worse and which is good and bad and right and wrong. And so it's very likely that if something happens that, say, you're embarrassed by, that you will have a thought loop of either defending yourself or picking on yourself. And a way out of these thought loops is actually with your eyes, where you bring your attention to actually what's happening in your environment, rather than looking off into middle space where you're thinking, because thinking doesn't resolve things.
You know, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's anthropological. So we're not going to try to change you or fix you or make you better in any way. However, if you discover how to access the current moment of your life, you will get better automatically. Because most of the things that you are suffering with or in conflict about are not in the current moment. They're about the future or about your past. And in this moment, there is no future and past. In the current moment is just what is, which includes the past and future, but you're not driven to those places. And when you get into the current moment, that's all it takes to have situations that have been problematic just dissolve.
We have a caller.
Take
her.
All right.
Mena, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Where are you today?
I'm in Cambridge in England.
Yay, we get to come see you soon.
Right, we're going to be doing a workshop in Cambridge, England.
Yes, if you want to join Mena and us, we are doing Step Into Your Brilliance in Cambridge, June 22nd through 24th, and there is room for you.
We will make
room. Yes,
I'm very excited that you guys are coming.
Yeah, we're excited to be coming too, Mena. So nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. I'm loving the topic of this show because I've been attending your workshops a number of years, and, I mean, I've had so many amazing transformations in my life as a result. And one of the most profound ones, I think, has been being kind to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's striking. You know, I sometimes forget what my life was like before I knew you guys, but...
Well, that's actually a very interesting thing. See, when you transform, it's as though you've always been transformed. So it's really easy to forget how difficult life is for most people.
Yeah.
And then you have to handle humility and not getting arrogant that you've reached a state of grace. Because it was so simple when it happened that you didn't realize that something immense had happened in your life. Only in retrospect do you really see transformation.
Yeah. That's very true.
So I really like that you said that, you know, you forget how it used to be. Yeah, we forget how difficult we made our lives at one
point. Yes, it's so true. And sometimes I get flashbacks, so I see it, you know, in someone else, or I go off center or something, and suddenly I realize how it's become so much more normal for me now to be kind to myself and to those around me.
Right. Now, we know you, obviously, and we know that your husband's name is Arthur and your son's name is Oscar. How old is Oscar now?
He's 6 months old.
Wow, 6 months old.
Goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. It's astonishing.
And just tell our listeners, I know the answer, but so I'm asking you a leading question. As you've discovered how to be kinder to yourself, how does that translate to how you relate to Arthur and to Oscar?
Wow, yes, I think I notice it a lot in Oscar, because as he's a baby and he doesn't really know what he's, you know, he just cries for, not for no reason, but, you know, I don't know the reason for the most part.
Right.
And it could be sort of irritating or whatever, but I notice that I'm very compassionate with him and just present with him, I suppose, and I don't feel irritated with him.
Well, I have a question for you. Do you feel irritated with yourself these days?
Not really. It's kind of weird.
Well, you know, it's really interesting how our universe shows up as a reflection of us and how we're being.
You know, I think, Shai, that's a great place to end as we go to our commercial break. Can you come back with us after the break, Mena?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Excellent.
I thought it was a good segue myself.
You did. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, we're speaking with Mena. But before we go back to her, a couple things to let you know. First of all, quick shout-out to our friend Sandy.
Yeah.
She's our not only our friend, but she's helping us work on
our new
book cover. She's going to be going on press with us in about a month, where we actually get to see the cover of our new relationship book, which comes out in September, which is called How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, a Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage. We're going to be on press to watch the covers come out. Very excited about it. So, hey, Sandy. And also a quick shout-out to Val, our assistant, who's at a different location today, and we're just saying hi. One last thing. Today
is our fifth radio show anniversary.
So we started this show 5 years ago today. So, Mena, you said 6 months flew by with Oscar. Boy, 5 years flew by, too.
Yes.
Quite amazing. So if you haven't gone back and looked at the show archive recently, guys, boy, there's a lot of really great stuff in there and a lot of great people who called in over the years. So, you know, feel free to take a browse through and, for fun, listen to a show or two. So send them to your friends.
Yeah, send them to your friends. Share the show.
Why not? So, Mena, do you have a question?
I do. My question is that sometimes I have the thoughts that I could be even more, or that I'm not kind enough with myself or with other people. So even though I've noticed a dramatic shift, I still have the thought that it could be more, I suppose.
Well, you know, that's perfect. It's a thought. You will have thoughts. Your mind is a machine that generates thoughts.
And the thoughts are always more, better, different. They're directives on how you should be, rather
yeah.
than looking to see what is.
See, when you're in your thoughts, you're not in your experience of living. They're like two separate universes that are simultaneously coexisting. And when you're thinking about your life, you can't be in both. It's always sort of like a dream state. You know, there's the awake state and the dream state. When you're in the awake state, you don't remember the dream state. When you're in the dream state, you don't remember the awake state. But
yeah.
When you're in your thoughts, you're not any longer in your experience. Now, it is possible, however, to experience being in your thoughts as an experience when you're there in the thinking of it, when you are actually intentionally thinking about a certain thing. But for the most part, we don't intentionally think about anything. We have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I should say our thoughts have us. Because we get so lost in those thoughts as though they are truths that we miss the opportunity of our life as it's happening currently in the present moment.
And mind you, your thoughts, your mind is a past-future machine, so it creates this imaginary through line. It goes from the past, and it projects off to the future, and it toggles back and forth. But in there somewhere is right now. And let's go back to the second principle.
Well, I was going to say all the what you have to do, what you should do, what you want to do.
What you should have done.
Should have done by now.
Yeah, where are you in your life by now?
Right.
You know, that's a lot of where people are hard on themselves. They evaluate, they judge themselves.
And they compare.
And they think they should be farther along in whatever.
Right. They compare themselves to people who they think are further along.
I'm certain that there are people who heard you have a six-month-old child, and they're thinking, oh, you know, I should have a child by now. Well, if you don't have one, you shouldn't.
That's right.
And how we know is...
You don't.
And if you take a look at where you are right now, back to the second principle, you can't do your life wrong. You can only be exactly as you are in this instant.
Here, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to snap my fingers and be different than you are when my fingers snap. Too late. You could have only been the way that you were as my fingers snapped. I'll try it again. Ready? Be different. Oop, too late. You can only be like you are. You can't be different than you are. So trying to be different keeps you stuck with what you resist. That's the first principle. So when you're trying to not be like somebody, like a parent, for instance, then you get stuck being just like them in the opposite. Now, it's funny. As people get older, they see the parent they most resisted in the mirror looking at them in the morning. See, if you didn't resist your parent, they wouldn't be there looking back at you. They would just be part of your history and wouldn't matter. But when you resist something, you get stuck to what you resist. It's like pushing up against something keeps you connected to it. And so there's no freedom to be yourself when you're in resistance to anything in your life. You know, you just have to give up being right.
You know, it's interesting, Mena, this concept that you could be...
I want to put an exclamation point on that. You have to give up being right about what you believe happened in your history. Then you'll have a life. But if you're fighting with something from your past, it does not allow you to have a life in the current moment of your life. Now, do you remember what you were going to say to Anna?
Yeah.
Good.
It's interesting, the concept that you could be kinder.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a look, obviously we know you and know you well, and we know that you are, amongst other talents, you're an author, and that you've
yeah.
written several books.
Yeah.
If you take a look at it, your growth from when you first went to write your first book to your completion of your most recent book,
yeah.
it happens. Growth happens on its own if you get out of your own way. You didn't have to work on becoming a better writer. The more you're here, the more your capacity for any skill set expands.
Well, actually, as Ariel says that, I realize that you came with us the first year that we met you. You came to Costa Rica with us for our winter retreat. And immediately after that, you wrote your first book. Now, you weren't
yeah.
a better writer. A week later, you had the same skill sets, but you were more yourself, so your ability to be creative showed up.
Yes.
But it isn't like you were deficient the week before.
And that's why we say a little TLC goes a long
right,
way.
That's right, because a week before you were busier picking on yourself than writing.
That's so true.
And when you got into an environment where you stopped picking on yourself, i.e. Costa Rica, where it isn't the place that people usually pick on themselves, or if they
do... And we're not talking about the country particularly, but the course that we do there.
The workshops that we do there, right. But when you got centered in yourself, then the time you spent complaining about your life stopped, and you put that time towards writing, and you became... an effective author.
That's so true. And now you pointed out, I realize that there's so much more silence in me in terms of those thoughts, and then I just do so much other stuff with my life instead.
There's so much more what?
Silence.
Silence. Excellent.
So, and then the other thing is, at the times when there is not silence and you become hard on yourself, you, if you take a look, you're already upset. And then instead of like that, those noisy thoughts being a problem, it's
just an indicator.
Yeah, and an opportunity to look around and see if there's something you haven't attended to or something that bothered you that you didn't catch, or whether you're being connected with people around you who are disturbed, because you know we're all very interconnected with the people in our environment.
Or not even in our environment, in our universe. If somebody in the universe is thinking about you, you feel that. Whether you register it or not is another question. But the reality is that if somebody here in the United States is thinking about you, Mena, you feel their thoughts.
Wow.
And then what's really neat about that, if we go back to our friend who we called Lucy, her mother-in-law thinks about her often. She's a main support structure while the mother-in-law is going through this grieving process. So she thinks of Lucy often. And if Lucy starts to feel disturbed in herself and allows herself to feel okay with that, to not judge it, to let the turmoil run through like water rushing over rocks, you know, just letting it move through. If she doesn't be hard on herself for that disturbance, it also goes both ways, so that her mother-in-law has the potential to
find peace
in herself as well.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller on the line.
Lovely chatting with you today.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Hi to Arthur and hi to Oscar.
Not that I
thank you
know
so much.
You're
bye.
So welcome. Bye.
Hi.
All right. Looks like we
Adam.
Have Adam on. Yes.
Adam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you, Adam?
I'm in New York City.
Excellent.
New York City, the Big Apple. What are you doing
yep.
there?
I'm currently on vacation right now before I go back to D.C.
Hi.
In D.C. I'll be... What?
Where are you on vacation from?
From college. I just finished my junior year at George Washington University.
Congratulations.
Wow, then when we started this show 5 years ago, you were in high school.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, wild.
We've all grown up together.
Yeah. I remember listening to it years ago when I was in high school, and I think I remember vividly, like, one of the first calls I made was about an English paper that I didn't want to write, and you guys were like, just do it, you know? Your complaints about it don't matter.
How neat.
Yeah.
Well, I like what we said.
I love the idea of introducing young people to instantaneous transformation and our approach, because, gosh, if I'd been introduced to it earlier, I think my...
Your whole life would be different. We probably wouldn't be married. Because you never would have met me.
That's right. But I'm not saying that going back I would change anything or even desirous of changing anything. But since it exists now as a possibility for people, I find a lot of pleasure that young people are having this opportunity.
And I like that young people are showing up to our courses.
Do you have a question for us, sir?
Yes. So on the topic of TLC... last week I just had my week of finals.
Yes.
And throughout the week I had a final every day from Monday through Friday.
Right.
And so it took a toll on me in the sense that I would finish a final, especially towards the end of the week, I would finish a final and I would be exhausted, but it was time to study for the next final, and I was hard on myself for even taking a break, which I knew that I needed. And ultimately, I mean, looking back, I did fine on all my finals, so taking those breaks that I did weren't a bad thing. But at the same time, I felt like I should be working more, or that, you know, I felt like I couldn't allow myself to be, to have a break.
Well, it's really good that you see this now, because you should know that this is likely to follow you into your work life.
Right.
Because your mind is structured in a way that mm-hmm. is likely to continue.
Look, if you take a look at your folks,
mm-hmm.
they don't give themselves a break either.
They're both very hardworking people.
They're very yes. driven.
Yeah.
So you learned your work ethic being growing up around them. That you see, I'm not judging your parents for having a strict work ethic and being involved in a lot of things in their lives. I think that's lovely, but mm-hmm. it is the explanation for your pushing yourself to go further than is sometimes right for you.
Okay.
Additionally, Adam, I have a suggestion for you, because I know you still have another at least year of college to go.
Mm-hmm.
That is, when you say I had a final every day of the week, there's something dramatic in that, like that's a big deal.
And it's a complaint.
Right.
And
right.
you think that the exhaustion you felt when you completed the final had to do with taking the final.
Right.
And it's less with taking the final and more with
resisting.
The amount of resistance you had going into it. The same way you didn't want to do your English paper when you were in high school.
That resistance is still there. Even though you're studying better now,
mm-hmm.
you're still resisting studying when you have to study.
Yeah.
And that's like driving down the road with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. You burn out your brakes and you get lousy gas mileage. And you may get to where you're going. So you may pass the test and may do well, but if you didn't resist what you had to do in the first place, your life would be much more satisfying. And you wouldn't be exhausted.
Were you listening when I we were speaking with Mena earlier?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find that, you know, Kashai and I are also authors, and I find that as I go about writing, for me, it's less about trying to be a better writer and more about paying attention to the ways I make it more difficult for myself, or the ways I have hidden resistances, or just noticing how I'm approaching it, because I do not believe that the process of writing a book, for instance, has to be inherently stressful. I believe the stress comes in with how I approach it. So if your finals are appearing as stressful for you, it's
mm-hmm.
less about the final and more about your mindset going into it.
Yeah.
And you're about to start a new job, because you were telling us that on Monday, you're about to start a job in D.C., and there's a really high likelihood that as you go into the learning curve,
you're going to stress yourself there, too.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes breaks can be a wonderful thing. Speaking of breaks, we need to take one. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. So we'll be back shortly, everyone.
Yeah, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Shia and I would like to personally invite you to our intimacy course that's happening in New York City, June 1st through 3rd. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and you are very welcome to join us. Of course, a lot of folks are heading, actually, even from New York to Cambridge at the end of June. You can find out about our whole schedule throughout the end of the year in case you want to come join us for something at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And that's our high-pressure sale.
Yeah. Adam, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. So did you have any other questions for us, or...?
Well, my question was sort of what you already started to talk about was when I'm getting stressed, how do I not be hard on myself or beat on myself for that?
Well, that you're getting stressed is an indicator that you have been beating on yourself or being hard with yourself.
You know, the new
right.
Instantaneous Transformation Dictionary, if you looked up the word stress, the definition would be being hard on yourself for something you couldn't have done differently anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
I just made that up, but it sounds good.
So have fun.
Okay.
Fun is a great healer.
And you know, before you go to this new job,
mm-hmm.
take a break.
And when you take mm-hmm. a break, take a break.
That really is the key.
That's the key.
A lot of people take a break, but they're still chewing on whatever their projects
are. When you were stressing over your finals, you were not taking a break when you took a break between tests. What you did was you worried about how you did on the last one, or you worried about how you were going to do on the next one.
Or worried about taking a break at all, even though you knew you needed one.
Right.
Right.
So you weren't ever really taking a break.
Right.
So have fun.
Okay, cool.
All right. Hey, nice speaking to you today,
Adam.
Yeah,
thanks for calling in, Adam.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have another caller.
Stephanie, you with us?
Stephanie? Well, I guess definitely.
What? Can you hear me?
Oh, now,
now we can hear you.
Oh, no, I got my headset off.
Away.
Maybe
where
that didn't work.
Where are you from?
I'm calling in from Germany, Rosengarten, which is near Hamburg.
Nice to hear your voice.
Does that
nice
mean they have roses there?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of roses. That's good.
Sweet. What can we do for you today?
I have a question, guys. Recently, Reinhard, my husband, and I went to visit my parents-in-law.
Right.
And, well, this actually happens every time we go. And we stayed for a few hours. It was my mother-in-law's birthday.
Right.
And every time we leave, and that happened again when we went last weekend, I get mad at myself after a while because I feel like we should have stayed longer. It always happens.
But if you stay longer, you'd be mad at yourself for staying too long. Yes?
Yes.
So you've done that one too, haven't you?
I did.
Right. See, you're caught, Stephanie. Look, you can't do it right enough for your mind.
Well,
it's a little bit like I have this really weird analogy. It's similar to one we've used before, but different. You walk into your mother-in-law's kitchen, and every time you go in there, she's made cooked cabbage. And you sit in the kitchen for a while, and when you go home, your clothes, your hair, everything smells like cooked cabbage. Until you take a shower, wash your clothes. So if her mindset or the mindset of that household is that they're doing their life wrong, and you sit in that environment long enough, you'll synchronize. But the thing is, it's like what we were talking about in regards to Lucy and her mother-in-law. If you start to recognize as you leave you're being hard on yourself for either having stayed too short or too long, and you don't be hard on yourself for being hard on yourself, it dissolves. And it also creates the possibility of well-being for those people you've just been with.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it does sound really good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the other thing, Stephanie, is since this is a cycle and it happens over and over and you know to expect it, you don't have to take those thoughts so seriously. You can just bring your attention to what you're doing.
Right.
I used to have that sometimes with my grandma, where I felt, or certain family members, where I felt like, oh, gosh, you know, I wasn't there long enough. And I think part of it, too, is that sometimes those family members are just lonely.
But you have that frequently with when we go and visit your parents.
Mm.
I mean, we have a limited amount of time that we could be with them. And you know, the truth is that limited amount of time is just enough.
And truthfully, I have the fantasy it should be more, it should be more. I have internal standards.
They like it better.
I have internal standards that have been enculturated into me about what a good person does and what a bad person does. And what Shai just said is so true. They like it better. I recall one visit with my folks not too long ago, like probably within the last year, and I was sitting on the couch with my dad, and I can't remember what we were chatting about, but we chatted for about 30 seconds, and he looked at me and he said, what do we talk about now? And I said, I don't know. And so we just sat there for a bit. And, you know, there's a pressure to, you know, be there more and do more as if more is better.
Yeah.
Now, look, you know, Stephanie, if you're actually there when you're being with your mother-in-law and your father-in-law, that will make a much, they'll be more satisfied, you'll be more satisfied. It's that whilst you're there, I'm sure you think about other things that you want to do or need to do or should do.
That is
very
true.
Same way you think that you should be there more.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's like, and then instead of being with them fully, at some point at least, I start thinking about, oh, dear, we have to leave in an hour, and we shouldn't. And then
right.
I'm gone.
Well,
then, in effect, you've left before you leave.
An hour before you left, you left.
Right.
You know, we often say that in workshops, like whether it's our Costa Rica workshop, the last day of it, or whether it's our a weekend workshop, or even Monday nights. Monday nights in New York City, they go from 7 to 9:30, and we often take a break around a quarter to 9 to 5 after 9. So you could kind of think, or even 10 after 9, you could kind of think, well, what's the point in staying for those last 20 minutes?
Mm.
But it's often the time where everything is boiled down to being in sync with each other, and that's the juiciest time. And if you check out mentally, you really miss the pleasure that's available.
Well, if you check out mentally, you miss your life.
Mm.
See, if you get lost in your thoughts about ideas you have of what would be better or what you should have or could have done, then you basically lose your life in those moments,
mm-hmm.
or at least your experience of living.
Yeah. Oh. Well, thanks, guys. I just feel like I'm really looking forward to visit them the next time.
Well, see, I think that sets you up in equal way.
Right.
You know, when you're looking forward to doing it right next time.
Oh, right.
It's also as if what you did in the past was wrong. You couldn't have done your life wrong, Stephanie.
You couldn't have done it any differently than you did. You couldn't have had different parents that you had. You couldn't have had a different sibling than you have.
You know, it's interesting. People say to us things like, are you looking forward to going to Cambridge?
Mm.
And the answer is generally no. And not because it isn't gorgeous there. Not because
it's not going to be a lot of fun.
And we adore the people who are coming. I mean, here I am, I'm talking to you. We're talking to Mena earlier. I get excited about that, but I don't generally look forward. We're pretty immediate.
That's because people think that something in the future is going to be better than where they are. See, if you discover how to be where you are in each moment, then life becomes satisfying, and it isn't this future event that's going to somehow fulfill you. You can be fulfilled just being where you are in the current moment of your life. So, you know, we go to places like Costa Rica, or we go down to Patagonia. We go places that people think are so exciting. Well, yes, they're exciting, but they're no more exciting than being in New Jersey with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Or on this radio show.
With my wife.
Thank you.
In New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm talking to you.
Right.
That's, like, really awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
It's not, it'll be better when we have a different caller.
See, this moment right now is the pinnacle of our lives.
Exactly. It's the best I can be.
What is a pinnacle?
The top peak, the point.
The apex.
Okay. Yes.
So your whole life has been leading to this moment right now.
Yeah. Hmm.
And if you're fantasizing about a future, I'm looking forward to seeing them again.
Mm.
When you get there, it's going to be very different than what you fantasize.
And it'll be very different than the last time if you're really there.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get that.
And actually, you know, the whole, if you pay attention now, the mindset that gets exaggerated when you're at your in-law's house, it's not the only place you think that way.
That is true.
And so the more you practice being here, the easier it becomes when you get to the more challenging situations, which
right.
is often challenging situations for a lot of people with family members.
Well, you know, situations never have to become challenging if you're here.
That sounds really good.
You create the challenging situations from your history, from the ideas you have about who the people you're going to be around are, from how you were with them the last time, rather than allowing them to show up as they are, fresh and new, this time.
Sounds really good. I mean, life is really good. I've been, especially since we're back from Costa Rica this year, I feel I'm far more here and relaxed in myself than ever. But still, my brain sometimes just goes off, like, you know, I'm looking forward to this, or I want to, I don't know, make it perfect. Or...
Well, your mind is a machine, And it's a stimulation response machine, stimulation response re-stimulation, and it keeps going on like that. It's not a problem.
So when it happens, don't be hard on yourself.
That's right. Mm. Notice it. Just notice it. It's a piece of machinery. It's
awareness.
Like your car. If you turn the key on your car, the motor starts if it's working. And you get stimulated by life. Your mind comes up with all kinds of things. And
so
you
know
the
key is, if you're not hard on yourself for being hard on yourself,
it completes that.
Thanks
so
for
it's
calling.
About being kind to yourself. Remember, a little TLC goes a
long
way. And that's how we're going to end the show today.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Really, really lovely speaking to you, even though I didn't look forward to it.
Right. I didn't look forward to it either. It was just really lovely.
Opening a gift in the moment.
And give our love to Reiner.
I will.
Okay,
hey,
Dawn.
Thanks to all of our listeners today. Really, and thank you for
celebrating our fifth anniversary of our show with us today.
We really appreciate it. Wishing you a great day. So we'll be back next week, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.